G'day to all you Formula One fans out there, and well, we are going full throttle into this weekend's British Grand Prix. Now, the Silverstone circuit has played host to many memorable races. It is a circuit rich in history, and of course, played host to the very first Grand Prix all the way back in 1950. Now, just a word of warning, if you are new to the Silverstone circuit, there is no turn one. It is Abbey. There is no straight for the cars to line up on the grid. They will be lining up on the Hamilton straight. You are going to get these corner and straight names rammed down your throat this weekend by the British commentary team, no doubt. So I've left them up here on the screen for you to learn. On race day, on the Sunday, you have 52 laps to become an expert, and I expect you all to know every single corner. So with that said, yes, we do get some great race weekends here. The track does tend to be quite hard to pass on with this current gen of car. There are two DRS zones. The track does put a lot of load through the tyres. Pirelli are trying to obviously promote a two-stopper race. They're bringing a slightly softer compound this year with the C2, C3, C4. So let's hope that that works. But that may not even play a role because we might get the race spiced up with some of that beautiful British weather. You guessed it, looking at the forecast, grey, rain, cold. So it looks like Friday, overcast conditions, Saturday, rain is forecast, Sunday, rain is forecast, temperatures in between 20 and 22 degrees. So perhaps McLaren takes away a little bit of their advantage, and perhaps a team like Mercedes, well, they may be chomping at the bit because this just may fall into their hands. The Brits, they normally put out a pretty good atmosphere at Silverstone. They have plenty of drivers to support, most notably 8-time race winner here, Lewis Hamilton, of course, George Russell, Lando Norris, and Ollie Bearman. Plenty of options for the Brits. Now, some news floating around regarding this weekend. I will start off with the rookies and the possible FP1 appearances. Looks like one driver is definitely locked in, and that is Paul Aron, the young Estonian driver contracted by Alpine. Well, he is set to make his debut for Kick Sauber, replacing Nico Hülkenberg. And there have been reports that did come out about 4 or 5 days ago that Arvid Lindblad will make his first FP1 appearance. I would not be surprised to see him feature. He is a British lad as well, so in front of the home crowd. It will be interesting to see who does come with more upgrades. We're getting to that point of year where teams are going to start to look ahead to 2026, of course. So we're probably in a small window now for more upgrades to come through. So we will definitely see over the next coming days which teams. There are some rumors that Aston Martin may be bringing something quite substantial. Okay, so McLaren, we know they're going to feature. Whether it rains, whether it's dry, we expect Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri to feature heavily on Saturday and, of course, on the Sunday. Yes, if it's colder conditions and dry, perhaps maybe it closes the gap a little bit, but I still think they're going to be too fast this weekend. So they'll be in the mix. Now, Red Bull, of course, they need to bounce back. Last week was horrible. The Austrian Grand Prix for them was just, mate, they want to throw that in the bin, start again. There are, like I said, rumored reports that Arvid Lindblad is going to get an opportunity for FP1. I haven't seen anything official at this point in time yet. If it is for Max Verstappen, well, that's not going to affect his race weekend. If Max wants to feature in this championship going forward, he needs a big result here, and he does need to start taking points away from the McLaren duo. Yuki Tsunoda, I'm not going to go into too much depth here. He is under a massive amount of pressure, and if he wants to save his Formula One career, well, he needs to start turning it around. So start this weekend. Yuki, please give the Yuki Tsunoda fans something to cheer about. Now, Mercedes, interesting because cooler conditions, I think that plays into their hands a lot more than any other team. George Russell will be a threat here. Hometown driver, plenty of support. Pole sitter last year, of course. And, well, he's just driving magnificently this year. So he'll be naturally in the mix Saturday and possibly a podium on Sunday. Now, We still don't know about the whole contract issue yet. Will it be announced this week? I expect some big news this week coming out of Mercedes. Look, I still think he is the right fit for that team, but it would be pretty exciting if Max was announced as a driver. Look, let's just see what happens. Too much speculation there. Kimi Antonelli, he cannot make that same mistake again. He needs to keep his nose clean this week. He needs to factor heavily Q3 appearance. And I think as long as he's within a place or two of George, I think Toto Wolff would be pretty happy with that comeback drive. Now, Ferrari, well, this is an interesting one because we know that they bought the upgrades and P4 last time out. So on paper, you would think, or at least you would say that they've made progress, but it wasn't really a true picture with obviously the DNF with Max Verstappen last time out. And of course, George Russell and the Mercedes, they just struggle in super hot weather. So let's see how things work out this week. Charles Leclerc obviously will factor, and you can't discount the 8-time champion here. He's won here 8 times. I think he will be in the mix. I truly do. I think the home crowd, he gets so much support here. I think that's going to give him a little bit of a lift, and he's going to put on a massive show. So Sir Lewis Hamilton, go for it. Big weekend coming up. Now, the Racing Bulls, of course, I'm excited about because of Liam Lawson. Great weekend last time out. He just needs to build on that. He just needs to start stringing together some of these really good point-scoring weekends, much like his rookie teammate has done in the past. So big one for Liam. I'd love to see him back in the top 10 again, picking up points, and then just carrying on the momentum from this point forward. Isaac Hadjar, well, he just needs to keep doing what he's doing. Yes, bit disappointing last time out, but he will bounce back. He's fast enough. So I think with Isaac Hadjar, the interesting thing now will be more from the realities of expectation. He's not a surprise anymore. So he's done what he's done. He's done a brilliant job. One of the best rookies out there currently so far as we come to the halfway point in the season. But now there's expectation on him. And I think with that expectation comes another layer of complexity and pressure, of course. So let's see how he handles that. I think he'll be fine. Feisty little character, of course. So I expect big things from Isaac Hadjar this week. Now, Kick Sauber, great last weekend out. Double points. Bortoleto finally getting his first points of his Formula One career. And it was really good to see for the Brazilian driver. Really loved that. And they've been one of the teams over the last few race weekends where you do sense an improvement with the upgrades that they have bought. Particularly Hülkenberg, he's been doing a magnificent job. And, well, double points last week. They'll be looking for another successful weekend. Double points may be just a little bit a bridge too far for this week, but just to have one driver in the mix in the top 10, I think they'll be pretty happy with that. Interesting thing is, of course, is Paul Aron. He'll be replacing Hülkenberg for FP1. Interesting in the fact that Paul Aron is an Alpine reserve driver, so he's going to get his chance over there. The young Estonian on the grid. I don't think we've had Estonian races in the past. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I may have to just brush up on my Estonian motorsport history. Now, Aston Martin, rumors about a big upgrade coming for this week. Much like Sauber or Kick Sauber, they have shown, I think, an improvement over the last few race weekends with some of their upgrades. Can't discount good old Fernando Alonso. He is doing a magnificent job, of course. Back-to-back, 3-point scoring weekends now for Fernando Alonso. Lance Stroll hasn't had one for quite some time. So let's see what happens over at Aston Martin, particularly if they do bring this secretive upgrade. Now, Haas in the points last week with Ocon with a P10. I think they'll be doing pretty well if they have another driver again in the top 10 for this week. But let's see, like I said, the rain conditions can completely throw things up. Ollie Bearman will be looking for a clean, strong weekend, particularly in front of his home fans, another British driver, and I think he'll do pretty well. I think he'll get a nice little boost from that. Now, Williams, they need to stop the rot. It's pretty crystal clear what needs to happen over there. They just need to get on top of whatever gremlins they got with the I think it was a power unit problem for Albon. Sainz needs a little bit of luck going his way. But they need to get back on the horse, so to speak, because they had a pretty decent start to the season. Carlos was a little underwhelming initially, but was starting to get the handle of the car after around six or seven races. And I thought that from that point forward, they were going to do a really good job. Well, it looks like they just have a bout of a lot of bad luck at the moment. So stop the rot, James Vowles, get Williams back onto the pace and in the points for this week at the home race, of course. And last but not least is Alpine, last in the constructors. Still a lot of rumors floating around about Franco Colapinto's position. Regardless of that, he needs a massive weekend. He needs to pick up his first points of the season. And if they are going to make a change over there, well, we know it'll probably happen relatively soon because we now have, I believe, a two-week break into the next race. So we know things tend to happen sort of in those two-week break periods, or at least the mid-season break that's coming up after another two or three Grand Prix. Gasly, on the other hand, it's the same story for Gasly. He's showing pace Q3 in qualifying last week, but nowhere in the race. Gasly needs to put on a big performance. Naturally, a lot of rumors are also swirling around the potential driver swap of Colapinto for Valtteri Bottas. Might sound a little odd on the outside, but when you look closer into it, well, it can kind of make sense because we know Alpine is switching to the Mercedes power unit from 2026. And we know Valtteri is obviously a Mercedes driver. So perhaps deals and deals and deals, Flavio Briatore deals. Let's see. Let's see what happens. So there you have it. A bit of a roundup preview for the British Grand Prix for this week. Fingers crossed we get a good one. We had a nice one out in Austria last week. And let's be spoiled again and have a lot to talk about come after the race on Sunday, of course. Mick should be back. He should have been back today. But unfortunately, a man that takes a two-week holiday comes back sick. And, well, I'm sure he'll be back on the next one. And, well, of course, if you like the content, big thumbs up. And we're getting close to 50 subs. That was always our target from when we started. So, yes, small channel, but this is actually quite exciting for us. So, would love your support, of course. Well, that's it for me. Catch you on the next one.